From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Business leaders seek a political truce in Jamaica. Experts call for the closure of Trinidad and Tobago's sugar industry. And a Haitian immigrant in New York gets a $9 million settlement in a police brutality lawsuit. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Jamaican business leaders continue their efforts today to find a solution to the violence that hit poor Kingston communities at the weekend. At least 25 people were killed in 4 days of gun battles between police and opposition supporters in West Kingston. The Private Sector Organization of Jamaica has been spearheading efforts to find a political truce. Its leaders met Wednesday night with Prime Minister P.J. Patterson and were due to meet Thursday evening with opposition leader Edward Siaga. Mr. Patterson said he would await firm proposals from the businessmen.
They undertook to be in contact with the leader of the opposition, and I hope that out of that it will be possible for us to meet and to settle how we advance the national agenda, certainly in respect of crime and violence and the improvement of social and economic conditions within our inner cities.
P.J. Patterson. Now, what can the Jamaica business sector really do? I put that question to Dennis Day.